The leaders had favored wrong. A desire to advance their own interests had led the rulers to favor the ungodly. What evil thing is this that ye do, and profane the Sabbath day? Nehemiah sternly demanded. Did not your fathers thus, yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath? He then gave command that the gates of Jerusalem should be shut before the Sabbath and not opened again till the Sabbath was passed. The merchants and sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice, hoping to traffic with the people. Nehemiah warned them, "Why lodge ye about the wall? If ye do so again, I will lay hands on you." From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. Now Nehemiah turned to the danger from intermarriage and association with idolaters. In those days, he writes, saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab, and their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language. Some men who entered into unlawful alliances were rulers to whom the people had a right to look for counsel and example. Foreseeing the ruin before the nation if this evil continued, Nehemiah pointed to the case of Solomon. Among all the nations there had risen no king like this man, yet idolatrous women had turned his heart from God, and his example had corrupted Israel. Shall we then hearken unto you, Nehemiah sternly demanded, to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives? Their consciences were aroused, and a work of reformation was begun that brought God's approval and blessing. Some in sacred office pleaded that they could not bring themselves to separate from their heathen wives. But no respect was shown for rank or position. Whoever refused to sever his connection with idolaters was immediately separated from the service of the Lord. A grandson of the high priest, having married a daughter of the notorious Sanballat, was not only removed from office but banished from Israel.